This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna announced on Monday that early data from trials on its coronavirus vaccine shows it's nearly 95% effective at stopping infections. The news comes after Pfizer and BioNTech announced last week that their vaccine was 90% effective. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox News that thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, some Americans will be able to be vaccinated starting in December.
This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna, and thanks to President Trump's vision, we've been making both of those and four other vaccines at commercial scale production. So we believe we'll have enough for 20 million Americans to get vaccinated in December.
This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
One major retailer is making changes to its face covering rules. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under two are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The hand recounts of ballots in Georgia is now 4 days old, and Monday a number of previously uncounted ballots were found in Floyd County. 2,600 ballots were found that had not been tallied. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the issue was with votes on one memory card that were not saved into the ballot counting system. Raffensperger tells Fox News even with this, the recount will be completed on time.
Although going with Plan A, the counties are ahead, and every county will hit the 18th deadline that we gave them.
This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One major retailer is making changes to its face covering rules. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under two are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The University of Miami is having its three remaining football games rescheduled because of coronavirus outbreaks. The game with Georgia Tech, originally scheduled for this Saturday, has been tentatively moved to December 19th. Next week's game at Wake Forest was pushed back to December 5th, and the clash with North Carolina will slide back to December 12th. There were 15 college football games postponed or canceled last week, pushing the total for the season to nearly 70. And if you've ever wanted to own an entire town, well, here's your chance. Nipton, California, a small historic railroad town near the Nevada border close to Las Vegas, is on the market. Whoever buys the town will be the owner of the town's 80 acres, which includes a general store, trading post, cafe, and a five-room hotel. Nipton has about 20 full-time residents and usually a few visitors who come to Stargaze, stop in the middle of a motorcycle ride, or just get out of the big city for a few hours. Nipton is on the market for an asking price of $2.75 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, can you believe it? It's been 2 weeks, and here we are. I mean, we really still do not know what happened in the election, and now all this, all these reports of corruption and, you know, machinery that's been around, that's been problematic, machinery associated with Venezuela, that the same software that was used to make sure that Maduro won by a landslide, you know, a couple of times, and not to mention that this was something that has been used in other countries. And the question is, what happened to, you know, our institutions like the FBI and CIA? They had to know about this product. And all of a sudden, we're having to do some due diligence after the fact and scramble as the clock is running to make sure that we've had enough time to get through the due process. Jim Dennison is with us, the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Jim, what do you say about all this madness?
Bill, thanks so much. Glad to be on with you today. Madness is the right word.
Yeah,
absolutely is. I'm 62 years old. I remember back to the Carter versus Ford election. I remember the hanging chads of 2000. I was actually in Cuba. Was on a mission trip in Cuba during the 2000 election and watched all of that. It was kind of a surreal experience to be in a Cuban hotel room watching CNN back in the United States, all that. But with all of that, as close as it was, as divisive as it really wasn't in question the process itself, whether or not we could really trust the voting process itself. And that's really what's on some level in question here. And what we really have to get to, regardless of the outcome of this specific election, it's voting itself. And without voting, democracy is in question. And so this is a pretty foundational issue.
Well, without a doubt. And then once again, some of us are agreeing that Donald Trump was right. I mean, he waved the warning flag, you know, going into this, saying this was going to be problematic. But I don't think Donald Trump knew about, you know, this this hardware and Smartmatic and the Dominion voting systems. Maybe had an idea. I don't know. That wasn't brought to light. It was just more about, you know, sending mail-in votes, you know, to everybody, whether they requested it or not. And so as a result, we've got people, you know, voting from the cemetery. I mean, it's just miraculous what has happened. It's comical, and at the same time, it's disgusting that something as significant as our vote would be so compromised and questioned to the point that here we are, you know, 2 weeks down the road, and we still do not know, or we're not comfortable to know who our next president is going to be.
And that's on top of all the other divisiveness that we brought into this election anyway, as you have discussed in the past, and as you speak to so well in what you do. We were already divided on foundational issues. When does life begin? What should marriage be? How should religion relate to state? All those issues were in play and still are in play. But at the very least, we had a process by which we could, to some degree, legislate that through the voting process. And now we're at a place where we're even wondering if that's intact. And it really does call into question where we're going as a future, and gives Christians a greater opportunity than ever to stand up and speak the truth in love.
And this is why our First Amendment right is so critical, Jim, that we have to honor that. And those that would want to disqualify and invalidate our voices, we have to stand in their face and say, no, I am not going to buckle. This is a time for courage, because the reason that America is where it's at right now is because too many voices have been disqualified. I just wrote a commentary, Jim. I thought you might find of note, because my question is, where's the lost headline? Publications, mainstream media, presses, that sort of thing, in years gone by, they love to have controversies like these because they could report on them. I mean, this is what builds their credibility. It's what gets people to say, hey, I'm glad you're here to hold people accountable. And the mainstream media, television, every form of media in the mainstream is quite silent on all this. I mean, they don't want to investigate this. They don't want to check it out. I mean, thank God for groups like Veritas and the efforts of Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani that are, you know, they're committed to, you know, cracking this thing open, as they say.
Yeah, from the day one, and you know, obviously, and we've talked about this, 4 years ago, the mainstream press made it their mission to defeat Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to be partisan about that, but made it their mission to defeat what he stood for, what he represented. And so this doesn't play toward that mission. The idea that there could be some issue with Biden's election, the idea that the way this all processed was itself in question, doesn't fit with the larger mission they have now, which isn't to hold the larger process accountable as used to be. It wasn't to tell the truth for the sake of the truth. I'm old enough again to remember Walter Cronkite, to remember the day when the press existed to say that's the way it is. That was his send-off every night, right. And that's the way it is. And we believed him, because he didn't have an agenda that was driving how he reported. Now that's so different. And it makes it, again, so urgent, as you say, that we defend our First Amendment rights and we speak the truth and we do so courageously and compassionately.
And so many things that involve our government because of due process. And also, I think that in some cases, you have intentional, intentional efforts to work on the clock, you know, to let it run its course, and to where people have no choice, but, you know, there's just so beat up, and there's, you know, we've got election, we've had COVID fatigue, pandemic fatigue, now we're getting election fatigue over all this, and the people are going to throw their hands up and just go along to get along, and meanwhile, what we've done is we've embraced more corruption into the system. I mean, where we are right now is because of the massive corruption and the failings of these institutions, Jim, that before we could count on. We can't count on the FBI. I mean, we're getting reports now that Durham, who was doing this deep dive, supposedly authorized by AG Barr into the whole Russian delusion thing, that he's worn out. He's saying, okay, there's going to be new management under town, and everybody knew this going into it, that if he didn't give a report before the possible transition team, or if there was going to be a transition to new management in the Oval Office, that this stuff was going to be conveniently buried and set aside, because that is the tradition of politics in the United States, isn't it, sadly?
Unfortunately, it is. It's a war of attrition. And at the end of the day, if you can figure out what my personal agenda is, you can almost always predict my behavior. Mm-hmm. If it's to my good to wait this out for the sake of a new administration, I'm probably going to do that. I remember years ago, the Harrison Ford movie, Clear and Present Danger, where at the end of the movie, if you recall, the Harrison Ford standing before the president who was behind all this corruption and things, and the president was trying to tell them that they would be able to avoid all this, and he called it the Potomac Two-Step. Mm-hmm. And Harrison Ford said, I'm sorry, Mr. President, I don't dance. Mm-hmm. Well, we need more people that won't dance, don't we? We need more people that are willing to be courageous and compassionate about the truth of the day.
And it really starts with those three important words that open up, our founding document. We the people, we're the ones that need to have the courage. I mean, you saw what happened this weekend in D.C., good-meaning people, the support of the president, were out there in record numbers. I mean, the media, it's interesting, they were saying thousands, some said tens of thousands, according to the D.C. police. In fact, there were over a million people there on Saturday in support of the president and in support of fair elections. And, of course, the cancel culture came in later on in the evening, and, you know, throwing firecrackers while people were dining and attacking people, elderly people. They cold cocked one gentleman, obviously, I mean, with blood coming out of his ears, and maybe sustained some, you know, a concussion of some sort. But it was... It's just heartbreaking to see this happening, but now is the time for courage. More from Jim Dennison after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Hindi is the most widely spoken language in India, and the Tide Ministry is thrilled to partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club material on television. The goal is to capture the attention of children with songs, Bible stories and applications, memory verses, and other tools to help them understand and respond to God's truth in their own language. Of all the people in India, only 2% profess to be Christians. That leaves 1.2 billion who have yet to know Jesus as their Savior. Together, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead Hindi children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their homes and communities.
For more information about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help lead children across India into relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Now, always enjoy this time with Jim Dennison because we can really get down to the root of the matter. There are so many outlets that avoid the obvious, and the obvious is the truth. America has abandoned the truth, and once you do that, boy, all things start to come apart and chaos reigns. I mean, we have cities where anarchists are running free. They're destroying property. They're job killers. They have made it clear that they want to destroy, utterly destroy America and America's way of life. And I just, Jim, it confounds me totally why there has not been an all-out attack and counterattack against these anarchists that want to destroy our country. Why are they allowed to walk the streets and do the damage like what was on display this past weekend in Washington, D.C., at our nation's capital? This is the people's capital. This is our nation's capital, and you're telling me the citizens and their families cannot go there without any fear of reprisal or, you know, fear for their own safety?
We're at a place now, Bill, that I wouldn't have imagined. I don't mean that to sound hyperbolic. I'm not trying to exaggerate to make a point here. Absolutely the case. I would not have expected a day when something like Antifa would not be universally refused, universally condemned. But because one side sees the silence toward that as advancing their larger cause, they think that the ends justify the means. They think that at the end of the day, unfortunately, it's worth keeping silence to this for the sake of the larger purpose. And once, as you said, we abandon truth. Once truth is how my mind interprets my senses, you go all the way back to Kant and Nietzsche and the philosophy behind all that. Once you get to that postmodern relativism, that truth is personal, individual, and subjective, there's your truth and my truth, then at the end of the day, my truth has to defeat your truth. It's a zero-sum game. It's right. Me against you. It's oppositional. And at the end of the day, I will use any means to win. And that's tragically where we are.
Well, in the absence of truth, opinion rules, and we got a lot of opinions running out there right now, and it's not helping the cause. It's adding to the problem, and maybe we just need to pray for that critical point, Jim, where enough Americans are impacted by, you know, all this manure that's flying around. They finally say, hey, that's it. You know, I'm out of the farming business. I'm not going to do this anymore.
That's the opportunity for us. We've been here before in Western history. It's called skepticism three centuries before Christ. We've been there at various places in our history where people have decided there's no such thing as truth. Culture doesn't work that way. You can't do speed limits if you have no objective truth. You can't do morality. You can't do culture. Jonathan Sacks, Rabbi Sacks, in his marvelous book on morality, makes that point that consensual morality is essential to consensual democracy. The founders knew that.
Yes.
I mean, John Adams said our Constitution was intended for a moral and religious people and is unsuited to the governance of any other. So what I'm praying for is that believers are starting to see this and realize I've got to do something myself. I can't outsource this to my pastor or to my elected leaders or to people like you and me discussing this in the media. I've got to stand up myself and speak the truth in love and do it to the glory of God and for the future of my nation.
Jim, that's perfect. I'm glad you addressed that issue, that there is responsibility, individual responsibility to the cause. And God looks to his people, people who are called by his name. I mean, we're the ones who are being looked to, you know, for an answer, to be that difference, to be that conduit of truth and love, as you say. And we've got to step up big time. I know in a general context, people say, well, the church is not doing their job. But I say, look, we are the church. We are the church, and we need to take individual responsibility. And this puts us on the road to repentance. When we're on that road to repentance, grand things can happen. And, you know, but if we're in that position as people of faith and pointing outward instead of looking inward, you know, that's the problem, because that's another condition that I find that occurs in instances like this, is that we become too introspective. You know, we've got to think in terms of serving others. And in order to serve others, you got to have something to offer. And if you haven't gone into the throne room to be filled with the Spirit of God and his purpose for a time such as this, you're going to get run over. You're going to be empty. You're going to be burnt out, and you're going to be ineffective. And that's not the order of God, is it?
Well, you came to the exact bottom line, Bill. Thank you so much for that. Ephesians 5:18 commands us to be filled with the Spirit. The word means to be controlled by the Spirit, to be empowered by the Spirit. That's a present tense imperative. That's something I have to do at the start of every day and then stay submitted to the Spirit through the day. Self-reliance won't get this done. Self-sufficiency is spiritual suicide. I won't have the courage of my convictions without the power of the Spirit. I won't know what to say and to whom I should say it without the leading of the Spirit. But if I will repent and stay submitted to the Holy Spirit will use me as salt and light in a culture desperate for both. It depends on us. If my people called by my name, not if my presidents, not if my pastors, if my people called by my name. Starts right there, you and me today.
You touch on a critical point here, Jim, and that is that God's creation understands there's disorder. We may not be able to put our finger on it, express it correctly, but we know that this is not fun, that something is going to give. I mean, it is as if God's creation, as Jesus talked about, even the stones are crying out for order. And this is where we are right now. And we can be comforted in knowing. And I go to Genesis in the opening chapter, and it talks about in the opening verses how the Spirit of God is just hovering, you know, like a mother hen over the chaos right now to bring order. And we can draw comfort in that. And we can also be encouraged to co-labor with the Spirit of God for this chaos that's in the streets. I mean, all that you mentioned before that has been occurring in America today, we've got all this gender confusion that's going on. Still, the numbers of abortion and divorces and family disruptions, suicides, go on down the list, which is all a condition of a chaotic and unhinged society. And know this. The Spirit of God is grieving over this and is hovering to bring order. And so it's up to us as people who are called by His name to come and play our role, our critical role. We all have a role to play in the adjustment that needs to be made in our society, in our world, if we're going to get things back on track. I mean, you know, God's ultimate will happen. He said it. It always comes to its fitting conclusion just the way He planned, not the way we planned, but the way He planned. And that's what we have to, you know, pray when we pray God's will be done. We need to remember that it is His will above all, not ours.
And we need to seize this opportunity, exactly as you're saying, though. Reframe the crisis as an opportunity.
Yes.
Here's the good news in the midst of all of this. When Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth, the light of the world, doesn't take much salt to change the food. Doesn't take much light to overpower the dark. One flashlight in a dark cavern is enough. That's the good news. If we'll claim the opportunity that's before us in this crisis and speak the truth in love and be filled with the Holy Spirit, God will use us toward the kind of spiritual awakening we so desperately need in our culture today. You and I, the people listening to us right now, can be the catalysts our culture needs.
Exactly. And Jim, as you touched on earlier, so important, and I want people to apprehend this, and that is that it just takes a little bit of love, doesn't it? I mean, when so much love is missing, a little bit of love can go a long way. You'd be surprised, right?
Changes everything. Changes everything. I was in Carlsbad Cavern some years ago. They turn the lights off. It's pitch black. Then the tour guide turns on his flashlight, and you can't help seeing that flashlight. You're drawn from the dark to the light. A little light in the dark changes everything.
Well, and it can be tough, especially if you find yourself in a situation like the people did on Saturday in D.C. They're there to celebrate their freedoms, to, you know, for love of country, and they're being attacked. How do you represent love when you're being attacked like that, Jim?
That's when you turn the other cheek and decide, I'm going to love you the way Jesus loves you. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me do it. Help me love them, Lord, the way you love me. And recognize, as Augustine said, God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. Ask Him for the gift of the love that we need to give.
Well, God's wisdom and God's love, may we all have an infilling of that to do that which is appropriate and powerful and can be life-changing for yourself as well as those that you touch. The Bible talks about an aptly spoken word. Sometimes it's just a gesture. Sometimes it's just a smile. But regardless, it's very powerful, isn't it, Jim Dennison?
You're planting a seed of love, and every plant, every seed of love you plant will grow by the grace of God.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna announced on Monday that early data from trials on its coronavirus vaccine shows it's nearly 95% effective at stopping infections. The news comes after Pfizer and BioNTech announced last week that their vaccine was 90% effective. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox News that thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, some Americans will be able to be vaccinated starting in December.
This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna, and thanks to President Trump's vision, we've been making both of those and four other vaccines at commercial scale production. So we believe we'll have enough for 20 million Americans to get vaccinated in December.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
And just like that, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here and Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. We got questions, he's got answers. Right.
I have answers to everything, Bill.
Can you explain what is going on here? I mean, the country seemingly is unraveling over all this election chaos, and the stock market says, hallelujah, let
exactly.
it flow.
What is the stock market likes is gridlock, okay? Mm-hmm. And what this, I mean, obviously the Republicans have done a lot better than people expected it. Going into this election, everybody was talking about the blue wave.
Right.
The blue wave never happened, actually.
Yeah,
Bill.
Right. Yes.
I mean, it's still close, but it looking like the Senate is still going to be in Republican hands, although maybe by a lower margin than before, but maybe one or two. But mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell's still going to be majority leader, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, the Democrats are going to control the House, although with a smaller majority than they had before. And it's still unclear on the president. I would say the likely betting right now would be on Biden, but you never know these days. But mm-hmm. assuming it's a Biden president, Republican Senate, Democratic House, that's gridlock.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, meaning neither side can do too much damage is what it comes down to. Okay,
right.
That
could
all
be a good
what thing. Biden talks about on the progressive wing and Green New Deal, not going to happen with the Republican Senate. Okay.
Yeah, but what about canceling all the tax cuts?
Because not going to happen with the Republican Senate.
Oh, right? Really? Okay,
nope.
I thought. Okay. All right, I didn't realize that this was going to involve the Senate. I thought it was just something he could just sign and get rid of.
No. Tax law has to come from Congress.
Right. Okay. Yes, that makes sense. Excuse
so the Senate has to go along. They are not going to cancel the tax cuts. Okay?
Right.
They're not going to happen. So on many, many issues, I mean, it's a certain way a shame, but it's what the public wants mm-hmm. is gridlock.
Right.
Okay. So all the initiatives that Biden talks about now, Biden and McConnell got along pretty well
mm-hmm.
When he was vice president and he was in the Senate for a long time.
Yeah.
And they did move across the aisle and they did get some things done. So mm-hmm. maybe For example, a stimulus bill. Everybody agrees we need some kind of a stimulus bill. Without
exactly.
it, the economy is really, really hurting and getting hurt all the time more. But maybe if Biden and McConnell and Nancy Pelosi can work something out, we can get some kind of a stimulus bill that as opposed to what we haven't been able to get one since March, basically.
Exactly. Well, something's got to break loose in regard to stimulus because the natives are getting real restless here. And
well, not only are they restless, they're dying. Okay,
yeah.
We had 107,000 new cases yesterday, an all-time record high. Hospitals are overwhelmed, if not at the breaking point. Mm-hmm. The virus is going rampantly wild out there,
right.
And that closes down the economy. Each state is now closing down. They're closing down bars and restaurants and sporting activities. This is a service economy we've got, Bill.
Right,
and
exactly.
We're stopping service from happening. That's not good for the economy.
Okay? No, not at all. And, of course, this is all before we even calculate the flu.
Well, right. We have a double pandemic here. The flu and the coronavirus is hitting at the same time. And we're only in November. Okay, this is going to get worse, unfortunately. So that's bad for the economy.
Right.
So the stock market is saying maybe we'll come together, pass a stimulus, do nothing too dramatic on all these other things, on taxes, on trade, on a lot of things they'll have to get along. And what they were worried about, I think, was Biden coming in with a blue wave
yes.
and a Senate that was Democratic. Then they would have increased regulations, increased taxes. Those are the things that Wall Street was worried about. Last week, the week before the election, the stock market was falling sharply on fears of a blue wave.
Mm-hmm.
When the election actually happened, and clearly a blue wave was not happening, then the stock market soared like a rocket because.
You see, but you know what drives me nuts? You know what drives me nuts about that, Jordan? Is this was all propaganda from the mainstream media, the Democrats, these alleged pollsters. I mean,
they were wrong again.
Yeah, but it's almost purposeful to the degree it's like they ought to be liable. Can you imagine how much money? Seriously, how much money people lost because of this false narrative that they put out there?
Maybe. People don't want to admit they're voting for Trump or Republicans to pollsters. That's certainly a possibility.
Well, but there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to admit who you're voting for. I mean, it used to be a private deal. And, of course, even more so, people have been conditioned to do that because if you said you were voting for Trump, somebody's going to throw a brick through your window.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's like, hey, you know, come on.
Got a little ridiculous there. But if you look at the map of the electoral map,
yeah.
the entire country is red except for the populous places like the West Coast and New England and New York and Illinois. And the rest of it's all red, basically, when you get down to it. So
this is a bit of a sidebar, only because you brought this up. You know, the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College. I say proportion everything. Is it based on the popular vote? If instead of 55 electoral votes from, you know, California automatically going Democrat, the Republicans been getting these days maybe a third of the vote. Give them a third of the electoral.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Okay. As it is, the Democrats want to get rid of the electoral college.
Exactly.
Because it does give more power to smaller states with less population.
Right.
But that's exactly what the framers had in mind. They didn't want the small states to be overwhelmed by the big states.
No,
so.
Without a doubt. But if it was proportional on these bigger states like New York and, you know, forget about D.C. D.C. has no proportion. I mean, they're ridiculous. But and it's not big enough anyway. But particularly New York and in California, I'm just saying what if. And you're right. It's not going to happen. But, I mean, before you get rid of it, why not?
What the stock market is telling you is better times are coming, okay, because they think we're going to get some kind of a stimulus program, and with Biden it might be bigger than with Trump. I mean, Trump hasn't been able to deliver a stimulus
right.
program so far, and we're going to get some kind of a vaccine, and we're going to get therapeutics. So the stock market's a forward-looking vehicle.
Right.
And say, yeah, things are bad now. The cases are rising. The economy's plunging. You know, it's going to be a terrible Thanksgiving
right.
and a terrible Christmas, unfortunately, with the cases rising.
Right.
But we can see light at the end of the tunnel, I guess you might
well,
say.
And, well, that's what Trump has been saying. And, of course, the media has blasted him for it. And, you know, what is Biden going to do? I mean, you've got, you know, this warp speed program that's been in operation since March.
Well, he would continue that. He would continue
right.
that and hopefully
course, it only makes sense, right? So here we are. We're kind of knocking on heaven's door. And as opposed to what Obama and Biden left this current administration with the shelves being empty,
right.
You know, there's some substance in the shelves over this transition if it happens. The other thing that, I'm just thinking, what happens if they really, I mean, there's some indication there's been some chicanery going on.
Right.
If they find something really diabolical, which, you know, Biden himself, I think last week, admitted that they have the best voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't something that he mumbled he just said it. He said it pretty straight out, just like, I told that Ukrainian president if he wanted that $1 billion, he better get rid of that prosecutor. And
exactly.
He's got 6 hours, and dang, you know, if he didn't get rid of him and he got his money and...
That would be bad for the markets if this kind of dragged on. And I think it's going to drag on.
I think there's
going to be huge legal challenges in a lot of the swing states, in Michigan and Wisconsin and Arizona and Pennsylvania, where they're extremely tight races.
Yeah.
A few thousand votes one way or the other will swing it one way or the other, and that could be legal challenges. So that would not be a good situation.
Well, they might
Yeah,
they might resolve the cemetery vote once and for all.
This has been
a powerful practice in Chicago, as my buddy down in Broward County, he said when he worked on elections in Illinois, it was always, hey, man, you know, they'd say, well, it's it. We got all the count in. They go, oh, no. We don't have the cemetery vote yet.
That's right.
And the cemetery vote is incredible, especially in Illinois, because the people die Republican and they're resurrected Democrats.
Very nice. Very nice.
I love that.
County people. Yeah, but we'll see. So anyway, I hope we get a resolution one way or the other.
Well, we will.
Drags on for weeks or months with legal challenges, and we don't have a president, that's not a good thing.
Well, we will get to it, but the challenge that we'll have is, are we going to be in the midst of half of the country saying that we have an illegitimate president?
Well, correct. And that hurt Bush with Gore. A lot of people were booing him at Inauguration Day because I said he was not legitimate. He basically won by the Supreme Court. That could happen again. Remember, there was a recent court decision, 4-4 in Pennsylvania, because they were Justice Ginsburg was not there anymore. Now you've got Barrett in there. If that same decision went up, they would probably go the other direction. So it's very politically unclear exactly how this is going to work, and the Supreme Court is probably going to play a role in it all.
He's America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. There's lots of things people can do amidst this very volatile time to improve their finances, and I've got it all right there, and I get emails from your listeners all the time, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, member FDIC. 45% of Americans say they overspent when purchasing holiday gifts in the past. Planning your holiday spending can help you stay on budget and save. Jason Gaughan, SVP of Credit Cards at Bank of America.
It's important to start with a plan for the holidays. Create a list of your potential expenses, track your purchases, and consider using a credit card that rewards your spending. With the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back in the category that you choose, including online shopping. Being prepared can help you focus on what truly matters, safely spending time with family and friends.
Using Bank of America's mobile app, you can create alerts to track your holiday spending and monitor account activity, like when a debit card charge is made online, when an account balance is low, or when mobile check deposits have been processed. To learn more, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, with all this news about COVID and the spike that's going on, and some governors and localities suggesting that we should avoid, holiday dinners and that sort of thing. I mean, this just adds to this ongoing heartbreak that has been happening across our country here. And I got to tell you, frankly, I have very mixed emotions about the response of, you know, these governors and even the response of the people is like we're, you know, turning over everything into their hands. That there's no self-accountability. There's no self-responsibility. I want to bring on Samantha Mao here, the Good News Girl. We're going to be talking about these viral videos that are out there. But, Sam, how is your family responding to this deal? I mean, it's not that I want to be rebellious, but I'm saying, wait a minute, where is personal choice in all this? I mean, we're doing our part. You know, most people are wearing masks. They're socially distancing. I mean, it's almost like the culture forces you to do these things in a way, because if you don't, God forbid you happen to be in a store and you get a, just a dry throat and you cough. I mean, they just want to throw a hazmat outfit on you and throw you outside the door, you know. People are so paranoid about this that, I understand some vigilance and responsibility clearly. And I see in many cases, this is what's happening. We just have to, I believe, and of course, I'm not a scientist. I'm only going by tradition here, is that to get on the other side of this, we live normal. We live respective of this pandemic, and we do the smart things like the people who are, high risk candidates. You protect them, which we've learned through this whole process. People that are less so, look at, you know, life goes on. You know, you cannot continue to pause this country, not allow people to go to church and, you know, all these other restrictions and not have some sort of ill effect. And we're already seeing the ill effects, as President Trump said, that we got to be careful that the cure is not worse than the disease, right?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I do think that everybody should take responsibility and be considerate of each other and try to be safe. I certainly try to be, talking about like mask being something.
Well, you haven't been married to a doctor, so.
Yeah, that's right. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah, by the way.
and he's had experience dealing with patients that have, you know, COVID-19, and it's a very serious thing, and it should be taken seriously, but we have to continue to live. You know, you can't freeze everything. You can't make businesses shut down. I've seen, you know, I've known people and personal friends who have like lost their businesses or shut them down because of this, people losing jobs, being on unemployment. And I think that most of my family, you know, is alarmed at the thought of it shutting down again, because even if your business isn't the one being shut down, well, if everybody else is getting shut down, that has a trickle down effect. You know, it's like, should we store up on food again? Are we going to run out of stuff? And not wearing a mask here in Virginia is now like a class one misdemeanor, I believe. So if you into the, so it's an actual legal repercussion. And it seems like sometimes the government takes more control, but they don't really give it back so easily. So it's just kind of a scary thought, you know?
It's kind of ludicrous. You know, you have a class one, you know, charge there in Virginia for not wearing a mask, but it's okay if you go down and, you know, burn down a local business and loot them, then you can get away with that. I mean, this is how absurd this is. I mean, there's certain things that you manage. I think in the priority scale, I would think taking care of our local business communities and making sure these buildings aren't burnt down and coming against these anarchists is more important than, you know, Annie Mame forgetting to put her mask on as she walked into the dollar store. Forgive me.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you kind of think this, if people are going to shut down businesses again, it's like, well, should we start with these bigger corporations instead of the smaller ones? Like, it seems like places like Walmart have been okay, but it's like the local people who have not been okay. And
well, I guess
Walmart employs other people too, but.
Right. Exactly. You know, I'm surprised though, in part, and maybe we'll come there, is that where some of these stores, I know I went into a Starbucks the other day, and a person didn't have a mask, and they gave him a mask. They said, here, you forgot your mask. Here's a mask. I mean, hey, look at, what is that mask? Good. 25 cents or something like that? I mean, it's nothing. I mean, it's probably as cheap as a shopping bag. But don't give them a shopping bag and tell them to put it over their head, because then they'll suffocate, and then we gotta clean up on aisle three we have to go through. But no, we need to be a little bit more responsible. But I'm saying, look, the power is in the hands of the people. We're responsible, and this is going to be a concerted effort. Like I said, the peer pressure is still there, because if people, you know, are going over, I mean, I hear people speaking out, or you know, you get the evil eye, you know. It cuts through aisles and humanity in between. You know, if somebody violates, and God forbid that you have allergies and you happen to be sneezing because of allergies, right?
I've got bad allergies. Definitely trying to keep I'm making sure I take my allergy medicine this year, because I don't want anybody to be concerned when I'm going out and I have a little cough.
Yeah, exactly, because you cough or something, they look at you and you say, here's my it's allergies, here's my prescription, you know, it's not COVID, I'm okay, you know.
I need my mask to say, it's allergies.
Yeah, right.
Just let me be.
Yeah, that's what you do. You get a mask, say, it's allergies, stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry, calm down, it's okay.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I think it's going to be a sad Thanksgiving and Christmas season. If families are restricted, I mean, you know, I saw the other day, Sam, I don't know, you may have caught this, it was an elderly couple, I think it was in Europe, and they had not been able to see each other, I think for like 7-8 months, and they were able to reunite, and they're hugging each other, but they've got this protective wrap in between them. And the woman is, you know, she's got a mask on. She's kissing her husband, you know, through her mask, through the, you know, the plastic wrap and everything. And I thought, oh, my God. I mean, and you could sense the ache, you know, the emotional ache between this couple, that here they've been separated, you know, for this extended length of time, all in the name of COVID.
To me, I think those are the people that hurts, that my heart hurts for the most, the people that have been isolated from all this, you know, people in rest homes or couples like that who can't see each other. I mean, they've probably been together more years than most of us can imagine, and to not be able to see each other has to be, I mean, the toll it takes on you emotionally for that to be the last years of your life. And, you know, for my family, just on a side note, like trying to get together, I think people are trying to find unique ways to work around. We're hoping to have Thanksgiving outside.
Exactly.
And we're
kind
of, you know, try to
get a tent, even if you have to put a tent up or something like that. But do what you can. Do it safely, responsibly. Hey, we love our families. We're not inviting, you know, our families to come so that somebody can, you know, we can become a spreading event here. I believe we can do this judiciously. We don't need the government. The government can't control this. There's not enough, but police are busy enough as it is. I mean, what are you going to have? Some kind of, COVID Gestapo running around and knocking on doors and saying, hey, we have rumor from a neighbor that more than 10 people are meeting here. I mean, this is absurd. Yeah. I mean, we are America still, hopefully. The last bastion of what we think America is. Getting to some viral videos, you got a 102-year-old vet who is 102 years old, skydiving. What is Millie Bailey thinking of?
I know. I thought George H.W. Bush was,
yes,
you know, crazy. He was doing that when he was 90, and I was,
yes,
like, wow, that has to be getting close to a record.
Yeah, he did that to show off his socks. He wanted to make sure everybody saw his socks.
That's a good way to do it. That would be a good advertisement. But Vivian Millie Bailey, she was 102, and this had always been on her bucket list.
Wow.
And she decided to go for it. And, you know, she has been a woman who made advances. She was one of the first African-American women to get the position she did in the military. And she's just one of those women who has kind of been a go-getter her whole life. And, 102 years old to go skydiving. I'm wondering if that's not a record. It has to be close.
I would think so. I mean, she's going out the way she came in. Bless her heart. That's awesome.
I know. And
this next story,
you've
got this hero. This amazing story here. He takes off his prosthetic leg and saves a man's life as his car is sinking into the bay. This is incredible. Tell us about this.
This is crazy. Anthony Cupuano, he's 29 years old, and he's up in New Jersey. And I guess on Tuesday afternoon, there was a group of about 20 bystanders that he saw, and they're gathering by the shore, and they're watching a car sinking into the bay. And to me, when you see a car that is occupied sinking into water, that is just one of the most heart-sinking feelings. You have to act immediately. And he did. He happened to be a lifeguard, and he didn't have to hesitate to jump in. But the interesting thing about this, too, is he had a prosthetic leg. He had been in a train accident years ago, and he had been rescued by first responders himself, but they had to amputate his leg. And so he jumps in, and he saves the people in the car. Can you imagine? What a hero. Like, he has to take off his leg, and he jumps in. There's 20 other bystanders, and he did it.
Yes.
And thank God, getting out of the car.
And he's turning around going, what's the matter with your legs? I had to take mine off, and you're not helping me.
I know. Well, I mean, that is a brave thing to do because, whenever he jumped in, the guy's like, I can't swim. He's like, it's
on top of that,
I'm a lifeguard.
Unbelievable. Yes, this final story, and there's so many more. You go to BillMartinezLive.com, go to Sam's Corner, and you can get the full breadth of these viral videos. This is a sweet story about a Los Angeles family moving from a shed to an apartment thanks to money from their 8-year-old son's plant business. And we're not talking marijuana here, okay? It was a legal plant business that this entrepreneurial 8-year-old was very successful at doing, right?
That's right. So Aaron Moreno, he's 8 years old. He started Aaron's Garden earlier this year to help his mom with finances. And they had been living in a shed, and now they've saved up enough between that and some fundraising to get their own apartment.
Wow. Just think, hey, if it was marijuana, he'd probably been moving into one of those Hollywood mansions maybe. You know, you never know. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
Thanks, Billy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.